A nursing home in Gates is at risk of shutting down completely after being placed on a federal government list for having a history of serious quality issues. Its new owner spoke with WXXI Raquel Steven on their goals for the facility's future.
2 years ago, Dariana Vargas worked at Creekview Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. She lasted only a month.
It was just horrible. And then that's just when I decided that I'm not working nursing homes again because I'm not going to be a part of that culture that they have over there. You know what I'm saying?
Vargas says staffing was a major issue while she worked there.
There was this one time where it was just me and I had both sides of the floor. That's almost like 50 patients in one night. It's overwhelming.
Vargas says she heard patients complain about being left unclean and neglected.
They're sitting in their feces or their urine for like 4 or 5 hours waiting for somebody to come help them clean, well, to help them get clean. You know what I'm saying? Or they've been in the chair for too long and they're trying to get to the bed.
Vargas, along with many others, complained to the state. According to the state's health department, within the past 4 years, Creekview received about 200 complaints and 120 total citations. Statewide, the average number of citations a facility received within that time period was 23. The most severe of the complaints was the nursing home's lack of infection prevention and control. In June of 2019, Creekview was fined more than $50,000. The large number of grievances ultimately resulted in Creekview's placement on the 2021 Special Focus Facility Program List, or SFF List. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, facilities with high deficiencies and citations over the course of 3 years are placed on the list. The facilities are then subject to increased oversight and frequent inspections. Improvements must be met within a certain time frame in order for the facility to get off the list or risk being shut down. The center's healthcare group took ownership of Creekview in February and is now working to prevent a shutdown. According to the director of corporate communications, Jeffrey Jukomowicz, the company has a history of turning facilities around. He says Creekview has been on their radar for years.
It's no secret that Creekview has gone through a lot of hardships, and you know, center stepped in and said, "Look, this place has families that need their loved ones to be happy, and they have to be happy. You know, this is what we have to do."
Jukomowicz says the majority of complaints stemmed from poor staffing and leadership, and centers has brought in new management
to re-educate them about infection control, re-educate them about how to work with families and residents. It's all of that, and it's a full facility-wide education. You know, they don't pick out three people and do that. They do it across the board.
Jukomowicz says management has also hired a concierge staff to open new lines of communication between them and families. He says the company's goal is setting a new foundation that will help the facility respond to previous complaints.
So we should start seeing better scores by the end of this year and early next year, hopefully even sooner than that.
Raquel Steven, WXXI News.